Kong Monkey, get up, get moving. Kong Monkey got no plan. Eat bananas, fight with T-Rex, fall in love with girl Anne. Carl Denham wants to make a movie, but Monkey gets enraged. Gets knocked out by the stupid gas bombs brought to Broadway stage. Kong Monkey breaks free from chains of chrome steel. He grabs and begins to climb to the top of the Empire State. Kong Monkey falls down to his fate. It wasn't the airplanes. Carl says it was beauty killed the beast. Kong Monkey, very simple ape. Big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Kong Monkey deceased. Kong Monkey got greased. Godzilla in the North Pacific, sleeping in ocean floor, gets woken by atomic testing in 1954. Godzilla crushes several villages, bringing fear and death. Destroys metropolis of Tokyo with atomic breath. Godzilla is finally beaten this time, but may someday rise again. Godzilla is big metaphor for dangers of nuclear war. Godzilla gets sequels. Godzilla gets merchandising too. Godzilla king of monsters, but Kong Monkey also king. So what else can we do? But make films with these two a lot. Kong Monkey was first big monster. Godzilla may be best. Now we have to decide a champion. Only one way to test. They could play checkers, go, or ping pong, maybe Jeopardy. Instead, they're gonna have a wrestling match on a town or three. They did it back in the 1960s, but it was really not so good. Now the CGI's awesome to boot, but I kinda still miss man in suit. Kong Monkey Godzilla. Throw down to see real king is who. Both titans are very simple guys. Big screen monster spectacle. King of the kaiju. King of the kaiju.